A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Aleph, Ksubas 31a, pagination is 61, starting from the top line, in the middle of the line with the word Gufa. Our topic is Komle Bidraba Mine, where a person gets only one punishment for the deed that they did, even if two attributable results can be dealt with, we give them the more stringent punishment. Specifically, if there was a capital offense, either of true capital offense, where it's a capital punishment as in death, even if it's not imposed, but it's the type of activity that would have merited Misas Bezdin, or Malchus, if Malchus is going to be given, so then even if that act also involved financial payment, the financial payment is going to be absolved, and only the higher level punishment is going to be focused on. The question is, how do we join these different results? Do they have to take place at the exact same time, or can they somehow be attributable together if the original activity caused both results? Omer Rav Chisda said, Modi Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, even Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, whom we encountered on the previous daf, Lamed Amud Aleph, dealing with the topic of Kamle Bidraba Mine, that the person gets the more strict punishment, he agrees, Begonev Chelbo Shal Chavero, if a person steals the fat of his friend, meaning his friend has a storehouse of animal fat, which is prohibited to be eaten, but is permitted in benefit. If a person were to steal the fat belonging to his friend, va'achlo, and he would go ahead and eat it, shehu chayiv, that he's going to be obligated on both accounts. He's going to be obligated for the theft, because the item has value, it can be used, as long as it's not eaten. And he's also going to be guilty of eating this forbidden food, even though there are two obligations taking place resulting from the same object. And the reason that he's obligated in both, because the obligation, the guilt of theft, comes before the guilt of eating. Because first he stole it, he lifted it, and then he ate it. Says the Gemara, Lema Peliga de Rabbi Yovan. Is it possible that this conclusion that you just reached regarding Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana and taught me that it is two guilts in the case of Chelev, this forbidden fat, is it possible that that's going to argue on a teaching of Rabbi Yovan, where also there are two events, and we're being told, as we'll see in a second, that they get grouped together and there's only one guilt resulting? To Amar Rabbi Yovan taught, Hazorik chetz mitchilas arba lesof arba. A person shoots an arrow from the beginning of four amos in the public area in Rishus Harabim to the end of four amos in Rishus Harabim. In other words, he conveyed the arrow, which is a valuable item, an arrow is a significant item, on Shabbos, he shot it, he conveyed it a distance in the Rishus Harabim, and that distance is far enough to be obligated for transfer on Shabbos. So that's what he did. He shot the arrow. So that guilt is Chilul Shabbos, violating Shabbos. V'kara shiro'in b'halichaso. And the second thing that occurred is that financial issue. It broke silk garments on its way, while it was going, it went through and damaged clothing. Potter. He's going to be absolved of paying for the clothing, because it's all grouped together, even though the events did not happen at the same time. First, he shot the arrow, if we were to draw a timeline here. Then it went through the cloth. And then it landed wherever it landed. The arrow landed. And the point of obligation is going to either be when he shot it or when it landed. Just logically working this through. It's not the same time as it ripped the clothing. But nevertheless, it's going to be potter. It's going to be kam le bidrabim inay, as if it's all one unit. The Gemara says, she'akiro tzorech hanochahi, because the uprooting, the shooting of the arrow, is needed for the landing, and therefore, it's all considered one unit, and it's considered one moment, one long moment of kam le bidrabim minei. Hachanami, over here, which was our point, I would have thought, hagbah tzorech achilohi, that lifting the item is in order to eat it, just like shooting the arrow is in order to get it to land, so lifting the item is in order to eat it, and it should be all considered one unit. Why is it that when shooting the arrow and ripping the clothing, it is considered one unit? And by lifting the chelev, the forbidden food, and eating it, it's not considered one unit. It would appear, the Gemara says, that it's pliga. It's an argument. The Gemara answers, Hachi hashta. It's not true. They're not comparable cases. Classic Talmudic passage here. Hasam, over there, by the arrow, Iefsha lahanocha below akira. It's impossible for it to land if you didn't shoot it. You had to uproot it from its location in order to get it where it's got to go. Hacha, but over here, in our original case of eating the forbidden fat, Efsha la'achila below hagba. It's entirely possible to eat it without lifting it. And therefore, lifting is not intrinsically required in order to eat it. It's two different acts. And therefore, he's obligated and considered guilty on both. De'iboy gochin va'ochil. Because if he wanted to, he could have bent down and eaten it. He didn't intrinsically have to lift it up to his mouth. Eat it wherever it is. Just eat it. Or don't. And therefore, it's considered two separate guilts. Inami, alternatively, another way to resolve this seeming contradiction, is Hasam Iboi La'ahaduram Lomotzi Mahadur La. Over there by the arrow, after he shot it, he's not able to take it back. And therefore, everything is attributable to the moment that he shot it. This is the classic description of a person in a different Talmudic passage who drops a earthenware vessel off the top of a building. The expectation is that it's going to hit the ground and it's going to shatter. Meanwhile, someone takes a baseball bat and smashes the vessel before it hits the ground. And one approach to that is mone tevira tovar. You broke a vessel that was already broken. In other words, the entire result of your activity is all attributable to the moment that you started the activity, since from there on, unless acted upon, this is what's going to happen. The vessel is going to break. Similarly, over here, once you shoot the arrow, all of the attributable results are accumulated on that one moment. And once you shoot it, since you can't bring it back, it's going to rip the clothing and it's going to land 4 amos away from where you shot it. Hacha, motzi mahadrla. But by our original case of the forbidden fat, he could change his mind. He could stop. It's all in his control. It's in his hand. And therefore, they're not attributable to the same original moment because it's the result of his conscious decision as we move along to do with it what he wants. The Gemara concludes by making a distinction between the two answers. Ma'ika ben ha'ilishna la'ha'ilishna. What's the difference if we give you the reason that at the moment that you shot it, you were no longer able to bring it back? Or we say that in order to land, it has to be shot, and therefore it's defined as one long unit. Ikebenayu, the difference is, Hamavir sakim b'shus harabim, if a person is actually holding a knife in the public area, and he's walking the knife from the beginning of the 4 amos till the end of the 4 amos, and in the process, v'koreshiron ba'alichoso, he ripped the clothing as he walked. Pretty dangerous way to walk with a knife, but that's what he did. He definitely has control, and it's a conscious decision to continue walking or not continue walking. It's not like the case of shooting the arrow and now it's out of his control. Yet, according to the approach that it's one long unit of activity because landing is only a violation because of where it took off from, so then the knife also is only considered transferred for amos once we know where it started from. L'hach lishna da'amret yevsha lahanocha b'lo akira, hachanami yevsha lahanocha b'lo akira. If you talk about it as one unit because it's impossible to get there without having started somewhere else, then it's all one unit, and it's kam le'bidraba minei, only considered one violation. L'hach lishna da'amret lo matze mahadr lo, but according to the approach that he can't bring it back, hacha matze mahadr lo. Over here, he certainly could have stopped the activity along the way, and therefore he's still infusing it with his decisions along the way, and it would not be considered one long unit. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.